In John chapter 10 verses 7 to 10, Jesus makes a profound declaration. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. 9 I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. This metaphor of Jesus as the door offers a vivid picture of the exclusive way to salvation and the promise of a life that is both protected and abundant. The door, a metaphor of access and protection. In the context of ancient shepherding, sheepfolds were often enclosures with a single entry point where the shepherd would physically act as the gate. By lying down in the gap, the shepherd became the door, protecting the sheep from predators and thieves. Jesus uses this imagery to illustrate his role as the sole gateway to salvation and security. Entering through Jesus, the door, ensures safety and the provision of all that is necessary for spiritual sustenance. Contextualizing the declaration. Jesus' declaration follows his discourse on the Good Shepherd, contrasting himself with false leaders who exploit the flock. In John chapter 10 verse 9, he emphasizes that he is the only legitimate entry point to spiritual security and sustenance. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. This statement underscores the exclusivity of salvation through Christ and the ongoing spiritual nourishment and freedom found in him. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Salvation and freedom. Entering through Jesus, the door, leads to salvation. This salvation is not just a one-time event but a continual experience of God's provision and care. The phrase, go in and out and find pasture, implies freedom and abundance, reflecting the Hebrew understanding of peace, shalom, a state of wholeness and well-being. Jesus offers not only protection from spiritual harm but also the freedom to live a fulfilled life under his care. The thief, a warning. In stark contrast to Jesus' offer of abundant life, he warns of the thief who comes, to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. This represents all false leaders, ideologies, and spiritual forces that lead people away from the truth and into harm. Jesus identifies himself as the true shepherd and door who genuinely cares for the sheep, unlike the thief who seeks to exploit and harm them. Abundant life. Jesus promises not just life, but life, more abundantly. This abundance is not measured by material wealth or external success but by the richness of a life lived in relationship with God. It encompasses spiritual peace, joy, purpose, and the assurance of eternal life. In a world filled with uncertainty and superficial pursuits of happiness, Jesus offers a profound and lasting fulfillment. Invitation to enter. Jesus' declaration is an open invitation to all who seek true life and salvation. To enter through him means to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, to trust in his sacrificial death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins, and to follow his teachings. This entry leads to a transformative relationship with God, characterized by ongoing spiritual growth and discovery of God's purpose for our lives. Conclusion. Jesus' declaration, I am the door, is a powerful invitation to experience true salvation and abundant life. In a world where many voices promise fulfillment and security, Jesus stands as the only true gateway to spiritual safety and abundance. By entering through him, we find not only protection from spiritual harm but also the freedom and provision to live a life full of meaning and purpose. Let us respond to his invitation, trust in his promise, and walk in the abundant life he offers.